The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Good morning. You're very welcome to the programme. You're listening to the Clare Byrne Show on News Talk. We're not in the regular studio in Marconi House in Dublin. We are broadcasting live from Ballykilcavan Farm and Brewery in County Laois as part of the News Talk summer tour, with thanks to ESB, Ireland's largest EV charging network. A special welcome to our studio audience. Make yourselves heard, everybody who turned out this morning. You're so welcome in the heat. We're going to be meeting some of you a little bit later on. We have glorious weather. We have live music, wonderful guests to meet, and plenty of treats and surprises too. We're going to be talking about farming and festivals, the rise of poitín, and getting a lesson in how to play the bowron. If you'd like to get in touch this morning, the usual WhatsApp number applies, 087 1400 106, or email clareburn@newstalk.com. So we thought the best way to start the show today would be to welcome all of our listeners to Laois to get the inside scoop on the O'Moore County. And to do that, I'm joined by presenter and comedian Mary Claire Fitzpatrick, along with the owner of Ballykilcavan Brewery and Farm, David Walsh, chemist. You're both very welcome to the programme. Thank you for being with us. David, I'm going to start with you. You were very kind to allow us to invade here this morning, but we're in a really special place. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously for me, it's a very special place. It's where I was born, where I grew up. It's Ballykilcavan Farm, just outside Stradbally. It is my family farm. It is the 13th generation family farm, so my family moved here in 1639. We basically lent a lot of money to the previous owner. He couldn't pay us back. We took him to court and took the farm off him. So it's not the nicest way to move here, but listen, that's how we came here.
1600s, that's how business is.
These things go on. As I would always say, we get a lot of tour groups in here. We didn't kill anyone. It was perfectly legal. So, you know, all good.
You ended up with the land all those years ago.
Absolutely.
And you're finding new ways then to make it viable, right?
We are, yeah. I mean, I started farming. I took over from my dad in 2004. Started farming here. A lot of it's forestry. And the rest of it, we grow a lot of malting barley here. So it's a great lifestyle. It's not a brilliant way to make money, to be fair. So what I'm trying to do is do something different. Who needs money? And you're going to say, I'm a farmer, I'm going to complain about everything. It's too hot out there, by the way, just in terms of weather. I am going to have to complain about that. We're trying to do something different here. So because we're a malting barley farm, we're using our own barley, we have our own well water. We set up the brewery here about 8 years ago, so making craft beers on site. And now we have the visitor centre, which is the building we're in here now. It's based in an old mill building. So there's a mill race outside that used to power a wheel underneath here, and that's how they were generating the power to mill their grain. And we have the visitor centre here now, and now we're expanding into trying to do as many events as possible.
This building we're in, I have the old exposed walls all around me here. Is this an old building?
I was going to say it's newer than outside. So outside is about 1770 for most of the farm buildings. This building's a bit more modern in that it's about 1820. There was no mill on site when they built the farmyard. Exactly. Yeah. You can tell. You know, it looks much newer.
It's set up, as you say, it's a visitor centre, but it's set up like a bar. Like, I see the taps over there. We haven't used them yet.
Anyone from revenue's listening, like it's a bit early.
No, they haven't been used yet. Absolutely not. But we can't rule out that it might happen a little bit later on. But there's also a festival happening here today, quite separate to what we're doing.
There is, yes. So just outside here, we have a festival on site called Farming for Nature. So it is obviously aimed at farmers, but it's really aimed at anyone who's interested in farming or nature or biodiversity, sustainability. It's trying to, I suppose, bring farmers in to show us all that there are many different ways you can farm. You can put a bit more focus onto sustainability and biodiversity. And it's not that you're not going to be stopped farming or anything like that. It's actually a lot of measures here are ways to save money. And we all need to do that in farming. So things we can do to make us more profitable and also help the nature on farms at the same time.
And Mary Claire Fitzpatrick is with me as well. You're very welcome to the programme. Thank you for being with us. Laois is Ireland's best kept secret. It's kind of over now, isn't it? The word is out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing and a bad thing, because we wanted to keep it to ourselves for the longest time, but we can't. Look, when it's as good as this, you have to share the love, especially on a day like today. My goodness, the sun is shining and splitting the stones. But it's lovely. And you know, we were talking before we came on air, we're from different sides of Laois. I'm from the very south of Laois and we're in the north of Laois here. We're divided only by Port Laois, hurling and football. But it just goes to show there's so many parts of Laois that I'm still learning. Like, I didn't know this was here, and it's absolutely fabulous. fabulous here today, you know, and enjoying the sunshine.
And then from an arts point of view as well, and you're involved in the comedy scene, there is a bit of a thriving comedy scene in County Laois that people mightn't be aware of either.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got the Dunamis Arts Centre in Port Laois, and they've been really great for as a hub, really, for people in all creative spheres, and especially comedy. People, you know, it's kind of like this great place to go in the Midlands, and it's a great sized venue. It's fantastic. So many different people from different backgrounds, different characters coming out and having a place to trial new shows, put on, you know, work in progress shows, or even just something more eclectic. And that's there in Live Laugh Laois.
And I am joined as well now by Evelyn Cusack. Hello, Evelyn.
Hey, Claire, good morning.
How are you? A former head of forecasting at Met Air. We're not going to ask you about the weather, but isn't it beautiful? Like, isn't it? You can't not talk about it today.
It's always like this in Laois, isn't
Oh,
it?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. That is another best kept secret. It is always like this in Laois. It's incredibly beautiful.
Well, when I was going to school, you know, the Kerry people are always boasting about their biggest mountain and the Donegal people about their beautiful beaches. But Laois, we had Laois is the only county in Ireland surrounded by counties that don't touch the sea.
That's our favourite fact to bust out. Yeah.
And also the Slieve Blooms. Okay, they're small, but they're actually the oldest mountains in Ireland.
The lovely rolling hills of the Slieve Blooms.
Because it's worn down by erosion. So take that, Kerry.
But Laois is a place that you come back to walk sometimes. I know you're a fan of walking, right?
And I have a lovely book here, Walks of Discovery in Slieve Bloom. So it's by Thomas Joyce. He's based in the Arts Centre in Rosinallis. So I'm in a lovely walking group called The Roving Souls. Now, we mostly do Wicklow. And oh, my God.
That's tough going.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And it's quite boggy as well. Now, I know I'm mentioning bog here, but because it's always lovely and sunny in the Slieve Blooms, we always have a lovely time.
But that's the secret. I'm glad you've told people that now, because that has been the best secret. It doesn't rain in the Slieve Blooms or in Laois at all. No, never. I see you brought your own book as well, which is helpfully called They Say It Might Rain.
But
not today.
Not this week, yeah. So, thanks for mentioning that. So if anyone wants a nice present.
Evelyn, tell me about your own childhood growing up. You were in Clonislea, right? Yeah. That's where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lovely little village. It still is. There are two streets, Main Street and Chapel Street. So I lived in Chapel Street, which was three doors down from the chapel. And my sister Anne, one of her duties, I remember as a small child, was to ring the Angelus bell at 6 o'clock in the evening. And it was such a responsibility. And I remember going down with her and counting. So what was it? 3, 3, 3, and 9 or something like that. So I remember
To get the timing exactly right.
No, that's the bell.
Oh, how
there were
how you
three
that's
rings.
A big, that's a big
and
deal.
I know. It was massive. And the National School was there as well. So my mother was a teacher in the National School. So my first day at school wasn't exactly traumatic as she held my little hand and we walked in. But there was no escaping, though, when your mother is in the school. But it was very handy. And in fact, we used to go and play in the schoolyard.
That was your playground?
Outside, that was our playground.
And your brother went to Ballyfin College. My brother went there as well. And yeah. I did my basketball training there, to cycle there to do the basketball training on a Friday night for 3 long hours and cycle back to Mount Rath. But now, of course, it's a very famous and fancy hotel, isn't it?
Well,
it's hard for us Laois people to get our heads around this.
I checked out that maybe I'd stay there last night, you know, just me. But, you know, I don't have a few grams to spare.
The budget didn't stretch
to that.
The budget
didn't stretch. No, but I remember going with Dennis. We all went to book him in when he was starting off as a boarder. I must have been 3 or 4. I just remember my mother. The dormitory was in a huge room. It was probably one of the drawing rooms. And, you know, the massive windows. And all my mother was saying was, oh, my God, he's going to jump out that window. He's going to jump out that window. Because he had form.
He was wild, was he?
As we say in Laois, he was a bit of an egot. But thankfully, he didn't do that. But then he went on to study physics and be a maths teacher. So I think that's why I did physics, actually, because he did it. You know, it wasn't any great career move. But then years later, In fact, I was just talking about it to my daughter the other day. We used to listen to a show called Graham and Nathan on, I think, FM 104 when I used to drop her to school. So I just checked the date yesterday. This was in 2014. And Kim Kardashian, her husband, they came and spent their honeymoon in Ballyfin. So, Fleur, we heard this on Graham and Nathan. And Fleur said, how could she possibly go and stay in Liege on her honeymoon? So I, like, you know, she was just so shocked.
Not only that, she went to the cinema in Port Leash.
Right,
well.
Yeah. Photo outside the Port Leash cinema with two of her getting to a taxi.
No, but you can imagine a young teenager, like, you know, and I said, you do know I'm from Leash, don't you?
Suddenly cool again.
Suddenly cool, yeah.
There was that, Mary Claire, then the, you know, the electric picnic over the years has certainly raised the profile of Leash. It's become, you know, a bit of a moving and shaking place, hasn't it?
It's absolutely. I mean, I remember back in the days when it was kind of starting, I'd always hear, oh, is Stradbally in Leash? And I'm like, it absolutely is in Leash, let me tell you. And I, what, you know what else is in Leash? Not all of the time, but most of the time, the Ploughing Championships. So they're the two big ones. Actually, years ago, the Ploughing Championships were in a place called Ballacolla in County Leash, very close to my home place. My dad's going to kill me now to tell you this, but we met at the Met Éireann tent, and my dad ran up to Ger Fleming and said, you're the only one who knows how to tell the weather, so I hope you're not offended now, Evelyn. I'm telling you that.
Yeah, but if he met Evelyn, he would have said the same thing to you.
I obviously wasn't there.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I think the next time it was in Radnesca, he might have said the same to somebody else. You know, but no, it really has become a hub. I mean, Electric Picnic is huge. I mean, it's really expanded as well. Last year, you know, they put on events on a Thursday night as well. I did stand up at it the night before last year. I'm doing it again this year, and it's just a great buzz. It's a great atmosphere. It's a real, you know, it's really, really expanded, and it's something for everyone. It's not just kind of a music festival. It really is a whole family affair.
But I suppose as well, it has showed Leash what the county can achieve.
Absolutely.
And so it has bred a lot of other events now, things that are happening off the back of that, because there's a can-do attitude around it all.
Absolutely. That's why we're here today. I mean, people love to say the best thing about Leash is the road out of it. I'd say now it's the best thing about it is the road into it, because everything's happening in Leash. You know, because you're growing up, we talk about the arts. I mean, when I was growing up in Rathdowney, we used to have a local pantomime growing up. It was actually the local Dr. Niall O'Doherty and Michael Carrow used to put it on, and everyone in the whole surrounding communities would get involved in this pantomime. So there was always this, you know, strive for getting involved in the arts and having a bit of crack. I mean, I years ago was in a pantomime called Snow White and the Seven Delinquents, which involved one of the delinquents getting done for handing over a brown envelope and tax evasion. So that's really the kind of humour and the fun that we had with that. But it is nice. I mean, my mother always used to say the great thing about Leash is that we're poor and proud. So I think we're definitely showing the proud thing. I don't know about poor. I mean, you, David, said you started off with the getting the farm because someone couldn't pay off their debts. So perhaps that
so
true.
It's been historically true obviously.
There you go.
It's true,
And David, for you then, and the brewery and the beer side of the business, how is that going? Because that's happening in places right around Ireland in recent years. What's the business like?
It is. The business is going quite well at the minute. Now, I would have to say what we're really focusing on is tourism and events here. You were saying, like, the location. The location works really well. Someone far cleverer than me came up with the slogan of meet in the middle. So people will come to Leash because, like, we get corporate gigs here because they have a sales office in Dublin and they have a regional team in Mayo or somewhere like that. It's easier for everyone to get to us than if you're on the north side of Dublin to get to the south side of Dublin. So that works really well for us. Tour buses are passing through the county. Now, our job here is to get them off the motorway and get them in here, which we're doing reasonably well with. We'd love them to stay because there's so much to see and do in the county. You can easily do a 2 or 3 night itinerary and then we can expand that up. So, you know, from our point of view, the more people we can get into the county and keep them here, the better.
What do you do with them when you get the tourists into Ballykilcavan?
So, okay, look, there is a bit of beer tasting, we'll be honest. Most of them would be Australian, New Zealand, North American. So actually, even though technically it's a brewery tour, we spend most of the time out in the old courtyard outside here talking about the family history, the stories, the buildings, the characters who worked here. Like, you know, there's a famous gardener who was here. We have a beer named after him, a guy called William Robinson, who was... He had a row with one of my ancestors, and in the middle of winter, he opened up all the greenhouses. It was stone cold outside, and by the time everyone came around the following morning, all the orchids were dead, all the tropical plants were dead, and he was on the boat to England.
Never seen again.
Never seen it. He came back to Ireland. He didn't come back to Ballycocavan.
I bet he didn't.
So we have a beer called Robinson's Revenge named after him. But you know, it's people like that. It's people who've worked on the farm. Multiple generations of families have worked here over the years. And it's just like, it's nice to be able to share their stories with visitors when they come in.
Now, Mary Claire, I'm going to put you to the pin of your collar now and ask you what people should do if they're visiting Laois for the day. Give us an itinerary. Where would you start?
I would say you start off and you go to the Abbey Leaks Bog Walk. It's absolutely fabulous. I grew up in my youth foot and turf on the bog, and I never thought here I am in my 30s I would spend my Saturdays going walking through the bog. I thought the trauma would get to me, but evidently the scenery is just so beautiful. It's absolutely fabulous. Start off doing that. I would say check out any of the fabulous coffee shops in the surrounding area of Abbey Leaks. I would then suggest you pop into the Dunamase Arts Centre in Portlaoise, see if there's any fun shows you could grab. And other than that, you can go if you have a few months to spare to Ballyfin House, but that might be...
Evelyn might be there, knocking on the door.
We can split a salad, maybe, yeah.
And Evelyn, your love for Laois obviously is still there. I know you're gone a long time, much like myself, you know, work takes you elsewhere, but you're always drawn back, are you?
Yeah, it's a really beautiful county, and I suppose the people make it, you know, I think... I really am a Midlands person because my father's from Rathew in Westmeath and my mother's from Kinnity in Offaly, and I'm from... I could have been a Bertie O'Hearn. I could have run. So I love the Midlands, and I think... like, the accent, it's not very sharp, you know, like...
It's soft.
Yeah, listen to Claire there. I mean, that's why part of the reason you're so successful. Like, it's very soothing, but yet... intelligent. That's what I think.
Do we all agree with that? That we're all very soothing and intelligent in Laois, right? We'll take that as read. Thanks very much. So we are going to talk to some of our audience members. Anne, where's Anne? Hello, Anne. We have a mic going to you. How are you, Anne?
Not too bad, Claire.
Where are you from, Anne?
I'm from Stradbally. So
just down the road.
Yeah, as the crow flies, it's just over the fields.
Well, it's lovely to have you with us here today. And you were keen to come into Ballycocavan and to see the News Talk summer tour.
Yes, indeed. I haven't been here for a while. I used to come here and do some walks with David in the very beginning when he was starting out. So I haven't been here for a while. The first time I was in this room here, it was wet and miserable.
It was probably a bit less developed than it is now. There was literally a trench running through the middle of this with some old rickety boards on that. We had to be very careful not to let anyone fall in, because that's a bad start to a walk if you've fallen into a 2 metre deep trench.
Well, Anne, as somebody who is from here, are you very proud of places like this?
Yes, absolutely. It's lovely to see what David has done here. And he really improved the place, and people talk about it. Like, I have a business in Stradbally, and people call in, want to know where Ballycocavan is, that they want to go out to see the farm.
It's great to have it, isn't it?
Yes.
Stradbally is a lovely place. I have such fond memories of Stradbally from growing up. It was the steam rally back in my day. I have a lovely picture at home still. I was about 7, and there was a man, and you had to give him, I don't know what it was, £2 to have your picture taken with the monkey. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
I've
got one in my house as well, of me with the monkey.
Terrified and delighted at the same time, and then you get your 99, and you look at all the steam engines, which you weren't really interested in, that was more for your dad, and back home you go. But it was just a lovely day, and it was always a sunny day. That's my memory of it anyway. But
and it's the smell of the steam rally.
Steam rally, yes.
It's the smell of it is what I remember. That, you know, and when you go back in now, that actually brings me back to my childhood.
And that's running. How many years, Anne, is that running?
Over 60 years, I think it's 62 or 3 this year.
Mm. And it's still a great success. Yeah. And it's the original festival.
And it's this Saturday night that is the big thing, is when the steam engines come down to town. It's absolutely fabulous.
A spectacle.
It's absolutely fabulous, and the atmosphere is electric.
Well, you are very welcome. Thank you very much for being here.
If I could just say, if you want the best 99 in the country, you go to Anne's shop.
Is Simpsons. That your shop?
Oh, yeah, that's her shop.
On the way out.
The famous
of the
99s
town.
In Stradbally.
No, it's the Gala shop in the centre of town.
Yeah. That's where I'm going to head afterwards. Raspberry sauce and a flake.
Yeah. Yes.
That's where we're going. Anna May. Where's Anna May? Anna May is there. Anna, you're very welcome. We're going to get a microphone to you. How are you?
Hi, Claire. Very good, thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm actually from Laois myself as well, just out the road in Ballylinan.
Ballylinan.
Unfortunately, I don't live in Laois anymore. I live in Offaly. Well, we won't
hold nobody's that perfect.
I'm happy to live in Offaly, but I mean, any excuse to come back to Laois is always great.
Well, it's lovely to have you with us, and thank you very much for joining us today on the programme. What's your special reason for being here today?
You know, my husband actually signed me up for the tickets, and I do, of course, listen to you almost every day.
Ah, hooray, and love to hear that.
So any excuse to get back to Laois, and I'm here with my mum. So I was delighted to come back here.
Well, you're very welcome from Ballyline and via Offaly. Thank you so much for being with us, you and your mum today, and to everybody here in the audience. You're so welcome, and we're delighted to see so many friendly faces here in County Laois. Now, we are going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes, but in the meantime, my thanks to Evelyn Cusack for coming all the way here. We'll try and get you into Ballyfin at some
point. No, it's okay.
Mary Clare and David, thank you very much for hosting us here in Ballykilcavan Farm and Brewery.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.